While we wait for the technical problems to be fixed, we're going to sing Banda Banike Aja on page 34.
After becoming a man, God came. After coming, he awakened the world. For many births, the souls were stuck here. For millions of miles, the souls wandered astray. He himself made it this union. Millions of sinners have come to his door. With one glance, he liberated them. He took their raft across. Those who received his grace and mercy came and met him with no delay. They got his secret. In satsang, he made this proclamation. O man, why did you come into this world? And he showed the path of love. He showed the path of Simran and Bhajan, and he made us leave all the rites and rituals and do the repetition of Nam. Ajaib says, meditate on Nam. God himself will come and be gracious. He distributes the true happiness. It's page 34.
Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Ake jagat raya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Janama janama diruha siyataki, laka laka kohare hi sibataki. Janama janama diruha siyataki, laka laka kohare hi sibataki. Ape mele karaya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Laka laka papi aye dware, ek najar se one kare. Laka laka papi aye dware, ek najar se one tare. Bera par langaya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Deya me har jina ne pai, ana mile na der lagai. Deya me har jina ne pai, ana mile na der lagai. Beda ona ne paya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Sate sang me ho kalaya, bande tu kyo jag me aya. Sate sang me e ho kalaya, bande tu kyo jag me aya. Prema dara bataya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Simran bhajan dira batai, karma diye sare chudavai. Simran bhajan adhirabhatai Karamadiye chare chudabhai Namada japakaraya Prabhabandha vanikeaya Bandha vanikeaya Prabhabandha vanikeaya Bandha vanikeaya Prabhabandha vanikeaya अजायब कहे करो नाम कमाए कृपाल होए आपे प्रभु आए अजायब कहे करो नाम कमाए कृपाल होए आपे प्रभु आए साचा सुख बरताया रबा बंदा बन के आया Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya. Banda banike aya, Rabba banda banike aya.
Ajayib says, meditate on Nam. God himself will come and be gracious. He distributes the true happiness.
Brief announcement. The July retreat in remembrance of Sanchi's life is fast approaching. It will start this Saturday afternoon and end Tuesday evening. Please join us for meditation, readings, sharing of stories, singing of bhajans, and a tour of 16 PS by Gurmail and his daughter, Sukhpa. The retreat schedule will be sent out by email tomorrow. All right, our first reading. We're continuing a satsang talk of Master Kripal's. This is from the January 1970 Satsang Desh magazine. It was entitled Out of Bondage. So continuing, Master says, both Kabir Sahib and Tulsi Sahib, in almost identical words, have said that God and the soul are one and the same. The soul is eternal. Surat, or attention, is full of bliss, just as God is. I will give you an example to illustrate this. Many times, we have helped to take the dead bodies to the cremation ground by carrying them on our shoulders, and have perhaps lighted the fire with our own hands. But even then, we cannot seem to realize that we also have to go. Why is this? Because this body contains the reflection of God. If there is a big fool among other fools, he will think that there is none more clever than himself, because of that reflection of God in him. Everyone is eternal in himself because he is the same as God. The masters say that we are so much in God that our soul is in God and God is in our soul. When we meet a spiritual master, we begin to understand what sat, or truth, is. He gives us an experience of the beyond. An experience means that he frees us from the mind and the senses and makes us see who we are, not through intellect or feelings. First, we should know who we are. We are conscious entities. We are the children of a lion and have great strength, but we have made ourselves weak and helpless. For another example, the rays of the sun do not burn us. But if we pass them through a convex lens, those rays become concentrated and can burn anything upon which they fall. So we have got that power of God, but it is not concentrated. If it is concentrated, it can become the mouthpiece of God. All masters have confirmed Guru Nanak's words. It is not I who speaks, but I say whatever God makes me say. They become the mouthpiece of God. Hazrat Musa, a Muslim prophet, has said, I do not speak, but whatever he asks me to say, I utter those words. They become the conscious co-workers of the divine plan. And in all clearness, they see God doing everything, thereby knowing that they are not the doers themselves. We also say that we are not the doers, but we do not see the fact. It doesn't matter how often we declare this, for in the end, we will still feel that we are doing everything. We just cannot believe it. We must break this I-hood. Otherwise, we will achieve nothing. Karmas, or actions, come under the heading of karma yoga, which means being bound by our own actions. How can we go through action without getting a reaction? Only when we truly see that self is not the doer, but God is. It is useless to merely say, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. Well, who is doing it? Deep in the folds upon folds of the mind, we are thinking that we are the doers. And while this continues, we will have to continue to pay for our actions. If you sow a chili seed, the plant which sprouts forth will bear hundreds of chilies. Similarly, if you plant a mango sapling in the same ground, you will get mangoes. Therefore, the sharpness of the chilies and the sweetness of the mangoes will come out of the same soil. Whatever you sow, you will have to accept the similar fruit. And there is no escape for anyone as long as we do not become reactionless in action. Only that person who enjoys the inner experience of the holy Nam will come to see that God is doing all and not himself. He will then be called Nekarma, which is to be actionless in action. As a conscious co-worker with the power of God, in accordance with the divine plan. One Muslim fakir said that the great wrong we have done to ourselves could not even be done by one who's not only blind without eyes, but blind in reasoning also. That wrong is that we have forgotten the owner of this house. We, the soul, the indweller of the body. That which is controlling us in the body is called God. So God and the soul are both residing in the same house. When one starts seeing the truth, one's I-hood will break away from one's heart. We have forgotten ourselves in the Maya, the illusion of forgetfulness, which started when we became conscious of the physical body. This consciousness of the body quickly developed into acceptance of the body as our identity. From then on, we regarded the world from the level of the body. Now, the body is changing, and the world is changing at the same minutely slow speed. Having decided that we are the body, we consider that this is the truth and nothing is changing. What a great forgetfulness! The literate and the illiterate, the rich and poor, are all affected alike. For example, a boat containing a number of people is drifting on the river. The speed of the boat and the water are both the same. One man gets out and stands on the shore, and he shouts, "Oh, brothers, come out quickly, for the boat is drifting away." The people, gaze at the water and at the boat, and think that they are at a standstill. So they shout back, "What nonsense are you saying? We're not moving at all." If only we would come out of our worldly boat and see that, in truth, we are drifting away. The masters tell us, "You are building castles out of sand." For they have seen the truth, and we only draw inferences. Those who have seen continue to admonish with such words, "You are the soul, a part of God who is residing within you. Through the illusion of the body, you also became attached to material objects. And the result is that wherever your attention is, so you become that. You are under the influence of mind and senses. You are feeding the senses through the outgoing faculties. And the more you feed them, the harder the mind will work and the more strength it will get. So as the mind is surrounding the soul must take the consequences and suffer. It is true that the soul never dies, but because it is tied to the mind, it has to be responsible. This knot has to be untied, and then it will know who it truly is. This human being is really both attention and awakened attention. The outward expression of soul is called surat, attention, or dhyan. There's no doubt that we have got this human form through very high destiny. In this form, we can do that great work and in no other form. And what is that great work? To realize God. We know so much about the body, how to keep it healthy and how it becomes sick. There are many kinds of doctors attending on it. The Ayurvedic practice is the oldest. Then Unani came, and after that, the allopathic system, homeopathy, electric and radiation treatment, and naturopathy, etc. On how to keep the body fit, our knowledge is vast. Intellectually, we have also advanced with amazing strides. A dog has circled the world in 1 1/4 hours. This, I'm sure, Master's referring to the dog and the satellites that were being shot around the world in orbit those days. Across thousands of miles, we can hear and see things through radio and television. This is all due to the intellect. In olden days, when the blind king Dhritarashtra could not see the progress on the battlefield during the Mahabharata war, Sanjay, one of his advisors, related the proceedings to the king in his own palace many miles away. This proves that there was radio and television in those times, but all that advanced science was destroyed in that great battle, and the process of learning had to begin again. Day by day, the world is becoming smaller through the accomplishments of the intellect. A plane has been designed recently which can reputedly travel from America to India in a few hours. You can breakfast in India and dine. You can breakfast in America and dine in India. The question is, however, has all this brought us any happiness? Most definitely not. And the reason? The third part of us, the soul, is extremely weak. We are the true picture of consciousness, but having lost our identity in forgetfulness, we've become one with the body, and we regard all things from this level. The result is attachment. This human form is also known as an action ground. Christ said, "As ye sow, so shall ye reap." All masters have said the same thing in their various languages. Guru Nanak said, "This body is the field of tomorrow. Whatever you sow, you will have to harvest yourself." Tulsi Sahib said, "You will have to taste the fruit of your actions in whichever way you plant them." Those who have solved the riddle have to repeat the same thing again and again, for truth is one. All spiritual aspirants should think of this life as a field and should sow carefully whatever they want to harvest. As I mentioned at first, there's no special caste or creed here. We've taken the first step. That is, we have entered a school. I congratulate you on that. And no matter what thought has led you to this step forward to realize God, you should now do your best to succeed. For good reason, this ashram is called Ruhani Satsang, which means a spiritual school. There's no need to change anything, either religion or name or outer appearances, etc. Having taken the first step, the second should be to see the true doer, so that you may become action-free. Good actions will no doubt bring their reward, but you will still be a prisoner. Perhaps someone will go into a Class A prison, some Class B, some Class C. Some might get the pleasures of this world, and some the pleasures of the other worlds. Heaven and hell will come again and again, for this circle cannot be broken unless one gets out of the illusion. A woman saint, Sajobai, said that all living species of the land, sea, and air are under the law of karma. Just look at the lower expressions of life. For instance, the dog. Some dogs are starving without even a piece of bread, and some are looked after like princes with two or more servants to care for them. See the life of a camel. His nose is pierced and a rope drawn through it with which to control him. In the deserts, he is pulled from place to place, be it very hot or very cold, and he has to suffer all this. Take the donkey, which has so much weight loaded upon his back, and he's driven around by the stick. When he gets tired, he's then pulled and made to work. The whole world is in a sorrowful state, all through the results of karmas. The human form, because of the soul within it, is the highest in all creation and is accepted as the form next to God. It is next to God, a part of God, having the same nature, and it is itself a conscious entity. And yet with all this, it is full of misery. Having tied itself to the mind, the passions and the attachments of the senses, are dragging it from one place to another. The pleasures of the world control the senses, and the senses control the mind, and the mind controls the intellect. This process is called kam, passionate desires and other appetites. Kam also means work. And if we put this desire or drive into reverse and become engaged in the opposite type of work, then we will achieve the true peace of being. A true master always prays, "O Lord, keep my intellect in your control." At present, the whole system is wrong, for the horse should have been pulling the cart, but instead the cart is in front. The soul should be giving strength to the mind, as and how it wishes, but the mind, intellect, and senses are stealing the strength, with the soul a helpless slave to them. It is all wrong. That is why masters have advised to know thyself, for it is the only way to cut the evil from the root. Have you been able to control your senses and make them do whatever you wish, stopping their action whenever you desire to? Have you reached that stage? A certain piece of machinery has an electric motor, which is connected to the powerhouse. There are many sections comprising this machine, and one can switch off any section in a second. Similarly, we should be in control of our being and be able to switch off our whole machinery if we wish to. Sometimes with our eyes open, we do not see, and with ears open, we do not hear. Many people have experienced this. We may be sitting deep in thought, and someone calls once, twice, three times, but we don't hear a word. At last, when the person says, "I've been shouting at you, why do you not hear me?" the reply would be something like, "My attention was engaged somewhere else." So this attention works wherever it connects itself. If the attention is not in the ears, we will not hear a sound. The ears may belong to us, but if we do not give life to them, they are as dead. Sometimes our eyes are open and someone passes in front of us, but we do not see them. A person can sit down beside us and after a while get up and leave, and we would not even know that they had been there. Anything might happen behind our back, but we cannot see it because our attention is not there. Our eyes are not directed there. When we look in front of us with attention, we can see. This all indicates that we, as soul, are giving strength to everything. We can control ourselves if only we will withdraw ourselves from the outgoing faculties. For the world is attractive only as long as our attention is on it. If we withdraw our attention and know what we are, we will then be able to see God within us. The overflowing pen of God writes our fate according to our present and past actions. So whatever seed we have sown will bear that kind of fruit. If we can see the God into expression power, that seed can be destroyed, even after sowing, by being conscious of the divine plan. And we will leave off that talk at that point. And we're now going to begin a satsang talk that Sanchi gave in Village 16 PS on April 4th, 1986. This is called The Matter of Our Soul. It's in the November 1986 Sanpani magazine. So this begins with a line from the hymn that Sanchi will comment on. O soul, listen, your owner resides in the heaven within. And Sanchi says, this is the bani of Swamiji Maharaj. Very lovingly, he explains to us that saints and mahatmas, the beloveds of God, have always come into this world. They do not come into this world to form new religions, nor do they come to break any of the existing religions. They come in the will of God, and they bring the message and love of God. Their message is for all souls, and they come not for one particular community, but for the whole world. There are two powers which work within us. One is our mind, the other is our soul. The mind is the agent of kal, negative power, and our soul is of the same essence as Almighty God. So whenever the desire to do the devotion of the Lord is created within our soul, since our soul has forgotten who she is, because she's being controlled and influenced by the mind, it is the habit of the mind, because he's always fulfilling his duty and doing the work of his master very earnestly. It's the habit of mind to always try to keep the soul away from the devotion of the Lord and not to allow any soul to do the devotion. He makes the soul extrovert and involves her in many different outer things. Sometimes our mind makes us take the so-called pilgrimages to the forest and the mountains. Sometimes, after collecting a little bit of money, he makes us involved in other rites and rituals. And in this way, he keeps us from doing the real devotion of the Lord. If he is not successful in doing any of these things, then he presents his weapons. Sometimes he drowns us in the wave of lust. Sometimes in the wave of anger. Sometimes in the wave of greed or attachment or egoism. In one or the other waves, he sweeps us away, and we get involved in them so much so that we even forget our death. Once there was a sadhu who was desirous of having name and fame. And because of certain practices he had done, he had obtained some supernatural powers, and he lived with a king. He used to remain inside for 6 months continuously without any food or water, and he would come out only after that 6 month period. The king was very proud of having such a sadhu in his kingdom, and he had displayed the supernatural powers of the sadhu to his people, and he had praised him in front of his people. So that sadhu was very happy, because everyone praised him, and he was well known there. When he would come out after 6 months, all the people of that kingdom would be waiting for him and would welcome him. They would have a band playing, they would garland him, they would have fireworks, they would celebrate his coming out in every possible way. This was the food of that sadhu. Even though he would not eat anything for 6 months, this was all he was looking for, and it was keeping him alive. But the king did not realize that, and he went on praising him and thinking that he was very fortunate to have such a sadhu in his kingdom. Once it so happened that a perfect master, who had done the research of soul and mind, and who had realized God, who had struggled with his mind very hard and who knew the reality of the mind, such a perfect master came to the kingdom, and the king told him about the sadhu that he had. He praised the sadhu, saying, "I'm very fortunate to have such a sadhu in my kingdom, who comes out only after 6 months. He does not eat anything, and he is very good," and like that. He also praised the perfect Mahatma. But you know that the perfect Mahatmas do not get puffed up by praise, because they know that it is the mind, and they do not allow their mind to play any trick on them. So that perfect Mahatma did not get puffed up in the king's praise. But he said, "King, you do not know, but that sadhu is eating food." The king was surprised and asked him, "Mahatmaji, are you saying that he is eating things when I am not around, or when nobody is around?" And he said, "No, he's not eating that way. I will tell you something to do, so that you can find out what he eats. Name and fame is his food, and he is surviving only on that food. Next time he is about to come out, you should announce in public that he will not come out on the fixed date, but that he will come out a week later. So, when he comes out, nobody should come there to welcome him. There should be no band playing. Nobody should dance and rejoice in front of him. No fireworks, no anything like that. No one should be there to welcome him. And then you will see what the result will be. So the king announced that the sadhu was not coming out until a week later than the fixed date. So when he came out, to his surprise, there was nobody there to welcome him. Not even the king was there to receive him. There was nobody to put the garlands around his neck, nobody to burn fireworks. There was nobody to play in the band and dance in front of him and praise him and worship him. So, since he did not get his food of name and fame, at once he left the body. Then the king asked the perfect Mahatma, the perfect master, Mahatmaji, why did he die? And he said, King, this was the food which was keeping him alive. This time, when he did not get the food of name and fame, after remaining hungry for 6 months, he could not live for a longer time, and he at once died. So this is also one of the tricks of the mind. If he cannot do anything else to us, he involves us in this kind of desire of name and fame, and unless we get that food, we cannot function properly, and we cannot survive. Those who have supernatural powers are seriously affected by this disease of name and fame. In the hills of northwestern India, now in Pakistan, there used to live Wali Kandari, and he also had many supernatural powers in him. The place where he lived is dry, and Wali Kandari lived near a small lake. There was no other source of water nearby. Wali Kandari had controlled that lake, and he didn't allow anyone to take water from it. Those who came there to take water, he would tell them, "You can drink the water and take it only if you become my disciple." Since there was no other source of water nearby, and since this was the condition which Wali Kandari had put on the people, everyone was terrified, and people did not like to get the water because the fakir had put this condition. Once it so happened that Guru Nanak Sahib, accompanied by his companions Bala and Mardana, came there on his tour. In those days, they had no good means of transportation, so the masters had to do their journeys walking. Nanak Sahib, accompanied by his companions, did all his tours by walking. Guru Nanak went to the place where Wali Kandari lived, and he liberated him. I have myself gone to that place, and even now, those hills are very dry, and there is no water. So when Guru Nanak was near the place where that fakir was living, suddenly Mardana became thirsty, and he requested Guru Nanak to give him water. Guru Nanak said, "There's no water here, but there is a pond up on the hill, 7 miles from here. Go there, and you will find a fakir called Wali Kandari, and he will give you the water. Go there." So Mardana climbed up the hill and asked for the water from Wali Kandari, but he said, "Don't you know my condition? Become my disciple. Only then can you have the water. Your companions also must become my disciples. Then I will give you the water, otherwise not." Well, Mardana replied, "We have already become disciples of Almighty God. I am a disciple of Guru Nanak, and he is the beloved son of the Almighty. So we do not need to become anyone else's disciple." But Bali Kandari did not give him the water. So Mardana came back down to Guru Nanak and told him what had happened. Now you know that those who have supernatural powers and are full of ego always put such conditions because they try to control everybody in a way. But they forget that God is above all. So Guru Nanak told Mardana that he should go back again. And he said, Mardana, maybe you didn't request him enough. This time you go back and lovingly, with all your humility, you should request him, and he will give you the water. So Mardana again climbed up so many miles, and he went to Wali Kandari and requested him again. But people who are full of ego will not listen to anybody's request. So Mardana still didn't get the water. So he came back, and when Guru Nanak heard the story and tried to send him once again to Wali Kandari, Mardana said, "Master, I will die at your feet without water, but I will not go there again to that egotist." So, when Guru Nanak saw such firm determination in Mardana, he told him, "Mardana, do the simran of the Lord. Say, Kartar, Kartar, and it is possible that Kartar will send the water there." Then Guru Nanak told Mardana to cup his hands, and suddenly there was a flow of water. All the water in the pond of Wali Kandari came down to the place where Guru Nanak was sitting, 7 miles away. When Wali Kandari saw that all the water from the pond had disappeared, and when he realized that Guru Nanak was stronger than him, in anger he used his supernatural powers and threw a very big rock from the top of the hill at Guru Nanak and his companions. Mardana became afraid, and he said to Guru Nanak, "Master, why did you disturb that fakir? Now he has gotten angry and sent this rock to kill us. You should go and apologize to him, or we will get killed." But Guru Nanak, who was a very mild-natured Mahatma and had faith in God, said, "Mardana, the God who has brought us here and who has given you water will protect you now also. You do Simran. Say Kartar, Kartar, and Kartar Almighty God will save your life." When that rock reached Guru Nanak and his companions, Guru Nanak stopped it with his palm, and that rock is still there. And there's a footnote that says that rock has a palm print, Guru Nanak's palm print on it. The Sikhs have built a Gurdwara there, and I myself have gone to that place many times. At present, it is in Pakistan. So the point of this story is that whenever people develop supernatural powers and become full of ego, the perfect saints and Mahatmas teach a lesson to them. Later on, Wali Kandari came to Guru Nanak and fell at his feet. And he got initiation, and he did the devotion of the Lord. And Guru Nanak lovingly explained to him that the job of the fakirs and sadhus is to serve the people and not to bother them. So breaking his pride, Guru Nanak put Wali Kandari on the path of the masters and made him his representative in that area. He told him, "Whoever you initiate, I will be responsible for him." Guru Nanak Sahib told Wali Kandari, "Look here, the job of the saints and Mahatmas is to connect souls to the Almighty Lord, because Almighty Lord is within everyone." And here, Swamiji Maharaj says the same thing. That God for whom you are searching outside is nowhere outside. He is within you, within your heart. He's not to be found in any great temples or holy places. He's not found in the worldly pleasures. He's nowhere outside. If you want to find him, he is within you. And we will leave there. We're continuing in a talk that Sanchi gave in New York City in 1980, July of 1980. The talk was called The Philosopher's Stone.
ਸਦਾਈ ਉਸਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਪਠਾਣਾ ਤੋਂ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਸੁਣੀ ਪਠਾਣ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇੱਕ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆਇਆ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਚੋਂ ਬੜਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਹੈ ਬੜੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਚਿੱਟੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਬੜੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਖਿੱਚਦਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਜਦ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਉਹ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਾਫੀ ਮੀਲ ਪਿਛੋਰ ਤੋਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਪਲਟਣ ਨਸ਼ਹਿਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਔਰ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੀ ਸੁਣੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤੇ ਵਾਕਈ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਪਠਾਨ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਸੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਪ੍ਰਭਾਵਸ਼ਾਲੀ ਸਰੂਪ ਸੀਗਾ
ਬਾਬਾ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੈਡ ਬ੍ਰੌਟ ਸੱਚ ਐਨ ਇੰਪ੍ਰੈਸਿਵ ਫਾਰਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਐਨੀਬਡੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੀ ਹਿਮ ਫਾਰ ਵਾਂਸ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਬਿਕਮ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ ਫਾਰ ਆਲ ਦ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਟ੍ਰਿਪ ਵਾਸ ਸਟੇਸ਼ਨਡ ਐਟ ਪਸ਼ੇਰਾ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਸ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਪਿਸ਼ਾਵਰ And when I heard the glory of Master Sawan Singh from some Pathans, I asked them that how was Master Sawan Singh? And they told me that they don't know much about his greatness, but they can say at least this, that he has such an impressive form that if you go to see him, he attracts you towards himself and you may become his. So because I had heard such the glory of Master Sawan Singh, I went to see him and I found it true that He had such an impressive form, he has such an impressive face that if anybody would see him for once, he would be so much attracted to him that he would always become his.
ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕੱਜਲ ਦੀ ਕੋਠੜੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਕੱਜਲ ਦੀ ਕੋਠੜੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੜ ਕੇ ਦਾਗ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਣ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਹੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਾਇਆ ਖਾਧੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਪੀਤੀ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਮਾਇਆ ਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠੀ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਪਏ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜਦ ਆਖਰੀ ਵਕਤ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਮਾਇਆ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਆਈ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਰੂਮ ਆਫ ਸੂਟ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਪੋਸਿਬਿਲਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਐਨੀਵਨ remaining stainless because if you live in the room which is all black which is all painted with a suit how can you remain there how can you come out from that stainless this world is the room of suit because everywhere the maya is spread we eat in the maya we indulge in the maya we drink in the maya and we collect all the maya the things of the maya the worldly thing and when the time of our death comes we see that nothing from this world nothing of the world no maya goes with us and we go empty handed
sant eh sansar de vich aake margavi di tarah rehnde hai jis tarah margavi pani de vich rehndi hai pani ch hi khandi hai pindi hai sab kuch pani ch kardi hai lekin jad uddi hai oh khushk paran de naal uddi hai
but saints come and live in this world like the waterfall live in the water you know that the waterfall live in the water she eats there drinks there does everything there but when she flies out from the water she goes with the dry wings in the same way the saints come in this world they live like the other people but when they go stainless they don't have any effect of the world
agar kise ne chandan lena hai ta sab to pehla unna sappan nu katt ke paase karna hai aur ਤੇਜ ਹਥਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਟ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਫਿਰ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਚੰਦਨ ਲੈ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਹੈ ਬਾਹਰਲੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ। ਔਰ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਨ ਰੂਪੀ ਸੱਪ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜਨਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਨ ਰੂਪੀ ਸੱਪ ਨੂੰ ਵਸ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੱਟਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਤਲਵਾਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਨ ਰੂਪੀ ਸੱਪ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜਨਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਾਸੇ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੋਲੇ ਜਾਓ, ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ। ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ, ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਉਹ ਕਟਾਰ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਚੰਦਨ ਲੈ ਸਕਾਂਗੇ।
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਸੈਂਡਲਵੁੱਡ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੋਲਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੂਲ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਰਿਡਿਊਸ ਦ ਹੀਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੋਇਜ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਨੇਕਸ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਵ ਦੇ ਡਵੈਲ ਨੀਅਰ ਦ ਸੈਂਡਲਵੁੱਡ ਟ੍ਰੀਸ। ਇਫ ਐਨੀਬਡੀ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਸੈਂਡਲਵੁੱਡ ਹੀ ਨੀਡਸ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਦੈਰ ਐਂਡ ਕੱਟ ਹੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਕਿਲ ਦ ਸਨੇਕਸ ਐਂਡ ਕੱਟ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਦੈਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਸੈਂਡਲਵੁੱਡ ਟ੍ਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਸੈਂਡਲਵੁੱਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਸੈਂਡਲਵੁੱਡ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਦ ਸਨੇਕਸ ਆਰ ਰਿਮੂਵਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਰ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨ ਆਊਟਰ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ। ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੋਲਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਪਿਓਰ ਐਂਡ our soul is trapped by the mind, and if you want to make our soul free and realize God, first of all we need to remove the snake of our mind, and we can do that only by taking the sword of Shabad Naam from the perfect master. When we go to the perfect master and take the sword of Shabad Naam, and when we meditate upon it, it works like the sword, and the snake of our mind is killed and is removed, and then we can realize the ultimate Lord. So that is why if we want to realize God, first of all, we need to go to the master and take initiation from him into Shabad Naam. And when we work and meditate on Shabad Naam, it works like the soul.
Aane samta boh ki ni pale main santare paas main kare
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਲੱਕੜੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਢੇਰ ਹੋਵੇ, ਥੋੜੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਅੱਗ ਦੀ ਚਿੰਗਾੜੀ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਆਪਾਂ ਲਾ ਦਈਏ, ਸਭ ਭਸਮ ਰਾਖ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਭੈੜੇ ਖੋਟੇ ਪਾਪ ਹੈ, ਭੈੜੇ ਖੋਟੇ ਕਰਮ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਧੂਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਸ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਖਤਮ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now we say that a little amount of fire, little piece of fire reduces a big pile of wood to ashes. In the same way, no matter how many bad deeds we have done, how many sins we have done, but if we go to the master and take the naam from him, all our sins are removed, all our bad deeds are removed, just like a little amount of fire reduces a big pile of wood to ashes.
ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਪਹਿਲੇ ਬੁਰਾ ਕਮਾਏ ਕੇ ਬਾਂਦੀ ਬਿਖ ਕੀ ਪੋਟ ਕੋਟ ਕਰਮ ਛਿਨਵੇਂ ਕੱਟੇ ਜਬ ਆਏ ਗੁਰਹੋਟ।
ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਅਰਲੀਅਰ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਕਲੈਕਟਡ ਮੈਨੀ ਸਿੰਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕਲੈਕਟਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਬਰਡਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਿੰਸ ਐਂਡ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡਸ, ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਜਸਟ ਇਨ ਅ ਮੋਮੈਂਟ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਬੈਡ ਸਿੰਸ ਵਰ ਰਿਮੂਵਡ।
ਅਗਰ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੇ ਲਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਦੁਆ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਹੈ।
If there is any medicine to remove the sickness of the sins, if there is anything, any power by which we can remove the effect of our sins, that is the meditation of Shabad Naam.
Agar assi dawai lya ke aale de vich rakh diye, us nu khaiye na, agar khaiye jo doctor ne parhej dasse hai oh na kariye, to dawai sada koi fayda nahi kardegi. Isse tarah agar assi santan to rasta leke ਪਰਹੇਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਜੋ ਸੰਤ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੜਕੇ ਉਸਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ, ਮਨ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਛੁਟਕਾਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਗੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ।
ਬਟ ਇਫ ਆਫਟਰ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਵੀ ਪੁੱਟ ਇਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਕਬਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਡੋਨਟ ਟੇਕ ਇਟ, ਔਰ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਟੇਕ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਡੋਨਟ ਐਬਸਟੇਨ ਫਰਮ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਹੈਸ ਟੋਲਡ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਡੂ, ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਵਰਕ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਟੇਕ ਨਾਮ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਫਰਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਡੋਨਟ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਔਨ ਇਟ, ਔਰ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਔਨ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਟ ਐਬਸਟੇਨ from the things which masters have told us, if you don't rise above the mind and the intellect, if you don't give up the pleasures of the world, then the naam which Master has given will not have any effect, because unless we make the conditions for the Master to work, he will not be able to withdraw our soul. First, we need to prepare ourselves. We need to abstain from all the things which Master has told us. Only then we can go up.
ਹੁਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਪੁੱਛੇ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਹੋ, ਅਸੀਂ ਬੜੇ ਫਕਰ ਨਾਲ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਦੇ ਨਿਗਾਹ ਮਾਰੀ, ਕਦੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਖੋਲਿਆ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਹੈ? ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਤਾਂ ਉਹੀ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ, ਸਤ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਗੁਰੂ ਆਪਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ। ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਨੀਂਦ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕਾਮ ਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਈਰਖਾ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਪਏ ਹੈ।
Now if anyone asks us that are you satsangi, we will be very proud and we will say that yes, we are satsangi. But have we ever thought that which type of satsangi we are or whose companion we are? The satsangi means the companion of the truth, the one who has manifested the truth within him, the one who has become one with his master and manifested his master within him.
And our closing bhajan is on page 61. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Tu Dada Ve Parava. You are the one without cares. All nature is yours. Because of nature, man comes. The play of five elements is created. In the skin, the breath is filled. The beloved one resides within all. O giver, your plays are unique. You are the emperor of emperors. Within this body, you created the temple. Dropping the veil, you reside within it. You yourself show the path. You liberate us from attachment and maya, and making us meditate on Nam, you take us across and put us on the path of Satchkhand. Only Kripal knows nature. He himself recognizes his own souls. He heard the plea of Ajab after coming. You are the one without cares. All nature is yours. Tu Dada Ve Parava, page 61.
Tu Dada Ve Parava Kudarta Teria. Tu Dada Ve Parava Kudarta Teria. Kudrat Karke Banda Aya. ਪੰਚ ਤਤ ਦਾ ਖੇਲ ਰਚਾਇਆ, ਕੁਦਰਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਾਂਦਾ ਆਇਆ, ਪੰਚ ਤਤ ਦਾ ਖੇਲ ਰਚਾਇਆ, ਵਿੱਚ ਚਮੜੀ ਦੇ ਪਰੀਆਂ ਸਾ ਉਦਾਰਤਾ ਤੇਰੀਆ, ਤੂੰ ਦਾਦਾ ਵੇ ਪਰਵਾ ਉਦਾਰਤਾ ਤੇਰੀਆ, Tu Dada Ve Parva Udarta Teria. Gat Gat Dei Vich Vasdai Pyare, Tere Data Chojaniare. Gat Gat Dei Vich Vasdai Pyare, Tere Data Chojaniare. Tu Shahada Shah Udarta teria, tu dada ve parva, udarta teria, tu dada ve parva, udarta teria. Isakaya vich mandar rachia, parda pake andar vasia. ਇਸ ਕਾਇਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੰਦਰ ਰਚਿਆ, ਪਰਦਾ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵਸਿਆ, ਆਪੇ ਹੀ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਰਾ ਉਦਾਰਤਾ ਤੇਰੀਆ, ਤੂੰ ਦਾਦਾ ਵੇ ਪਰਵਾ ਉਦਾਰਤਾ ਤੇਰੀਆ, ਤੂੰ ਦਾਦਾ ਵੇ ਪਰਵਾ Kudarta teria, moh maya cho anachudave, naam japa ke par lagave, moh maya cho anachudave, naam japa ke par lagave, pave sach khanda de ra उदारता तेरिया तू दादावे परवा उदारता तेरिया तू दादावे परवा उदारता तेरिया कुदरत नु कृपाल ही जाने अपनी अरूहा आप पहचाने कुदरत नु कृपाल ही जाने अपनी अरूहा आप पहचाने सुनि आर जा जाय बदिया कुदरता तेरिया तू दादावे परवा कुदरता तेरिया तू दादावे परवा उदारता तेरिया.
You liberate us from attachment and maya, and making us meditate on Nam, you take us across and put us on the path of Satchkhand. You are the one without cares. All nature is yours. May God bless us all.